This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Donald Trump's legal team told the judge overseeing the election conspiracy case against him on Monday that prosecutors proposed protective order aimed at preventing the public disclosure of evidence is too broad, and it would restrict his First Amendment rights. Lawyers for the early 2024 Republican presidential primary frontrunner said in court papers that the judge should impose a more limited order that would bar the public release only of materials deemed sensitive, such as grand jury documents, rather than all evidence handed over by the government in the case, accusing Trump of conspiring to overturn his 2020 election loss. A senior U.S. diplomat said coup leaders in Niger refused to allow her to meet Monday with the West African country's democratically elected president, whom she described as under virtual house arrest. The acting deputy secretary of state, Victoria Nuland, also described the mutinous officers as unreceptive to U.S. pressure to return the country to civilian rule. He spoke after a two-hour meeting in Niger's capital with some leaders of the military takeover of the country that has been a vital counterterrorism partner of the United States. Footage from the town showed firefighters working among streets strewn with rubble, the wreckage of a car, and several damaged apartment buildings. A local resident, 75-year-old, said she was on the phone at the moment of a second blast in Ukraine, which resulted in a curtain and window falling on her and leaving her with cuts. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Eritrean refugees and asylum seekers report that during compulsory national service, they experience torture, inhumane or degrading treatment, sexual and gender-based violence, forced labor, and abusive conditions. According to a UN independent investigator on human rights in a report circulated Monday, Mohamed Babakar said Eritrea has a policy of indefinite national service, including a civil service component and a military component. He said it has ignored numerous calls from human rights bodies to ensure legal limits for the duration of such service and to protect the human rights of all participants. While Eritrea maintains its national service program is unfairly judged, Babakar said he continues to receive numerous incredible reports of grave human rights violation in the context of forced national military service. Tensions escalated in the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince, on Monday as thousands of protesters took to the street to speak out against the country's devastating gang violence, which resulted in last week in the death of a police officer. Government vehicles were set on fire as protesters, many masked, squared off against police, demanding protection and aid. The United Nations Refugee Agency says about 73,500 people fled Haiti just last year in light of growing gang violence and poverty. The UN says 5.2 million, nearly half Haiti's population, need humanitarian assistance and has urged the need for international assistance to Haiti to restore stability. A new study concludes that Antarctica is already being and will continue to be affected by more frequent and severe extreme weather events, a known byproduct of human-caused climate change. Many of those changes are drastic, unprecedented, and irreversible. Ice shelves are collapsing, the ocean is heating up, and species important to the region are suffering from habitat changes. Experts call for continued investment to study and protect the region that serves a damper on some of climate change's worst impacts. Police have charged 19 men in Australia with child sex abuse offenses and rescued 13 children from further harm following tips from the American FBI of an international online criminal network. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.